Hello.
Hello.
Hi, am I speaking to James?
Yes.
James, this is Ella from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Ella. How are you?
I'm great, thank you for asking. I received your message saying that you wanted to speak to me over the phone call. Is everything all right?
Everything is fine, but I can make it better.
Okay.
One of the things that there's a number of things that I wanted to touch base with you to see whether or not you would be comfortable with it, so that things could go faster and easier.
Sure.
One of the things is for me to review chapters only as opposed to parts of chapters. Does
I'm
that make
sorry.
sense?
You want the parts of chapters, do you want the chapters to get sent out to you in chunks?
Just chapters as opposed to portions of chapters.
Okay.
Does that make sense? The other thing is, now you have to forgive me, I'm 80 years old and sometimes I have stuff in my head and then 5 minutes later I can't even remember what it was that I was thinking about. Can you, when you're formatting the book, can you increase the size of the print?
What size do you want to go for?
I don't know, Ella.
Yeah.
I really, really trust you to guide me to when I'm telling you something that's wrong or uncomfortable. I need you to say, I don't think that's a good idea. Okay.
All right.
Okay. But basically, what I am trying to do is I'm trying to get to 200 pages. And what I was hoping for is that we could increase the size of the print and do a line and a half line spacing. Does that make sense?
I will have a word with the team regarding that, and if anything, any question that they might have, I will definitely reach out to you. Other than that, let me just pull out the last file and confirm you the trim size of your book. And I just give me one moment, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. So
It's
the
132 pages is what we're
And you want to increase
looking at.
up to 200 pages, correct?
Right. And
Okay.
what I was thinking is when I looked at the format that we have, the print is small because and when I say that, I mean, like I said, I'm old, I'm real old, and but I don't often read with my glasses. I can read most things without my glasses,
Okay.
except real small print. And when I looked at the looked at the format that you sent
So basically,
the
sorry
print.
for interrupting, but the font is smaller in your opinion, right? You want us to increase the
Yes.
font size, right?
Right.
Other than that, you're
And the
Yes, please go ahead.
reason I'm saying that is when you increase the font size, that increases the number of pages, right?
Absolutely, it does.
And if you do line and a half spacing, line spacing,
You want one and a
that
half
increases,
line spacing?
right, that increases the number of pages, right?
Yeah, it will.
So if we increase the print size, the font size, and we do line and a half spacing, then that gets us closer to my goal of 200 pages
Yeah, I will get that done and
without
at least.
having to do anything special. Does that make sense? Am I wrong? Is there Is there a different way or a better way, or is there something that you would be more comfortable with or that you think is better?
Mm-hmm. I think it's better just stay with me online. Let me see. Okay. Can you just allow me to put you in a brief hold, James, if that's all right?
Sure. Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Hello, James. Are you there with me? Thank you
for
the information. I went ahead and looked into all of the details, and it's not a problem. We will increase the font size, and the pages will go up to, I'm not really sure if it's going to be 200, to be very exact, but don't worry at all. I will work on it, and if anything, you know, if the pages are lesser than 200, we can maybe tell the production team to, you know, increase the content. And that's how the pages, the number of pages can be increased. However, as per now, I will get the font size increased and share the revised file with you in the next 5 to 7 working days. And since the last draft is also approved, we will now proceed further with the remaining work of your book. All right?
Doesn't that make it easier?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was trying to do for both you and for me.
Yeah.
It just makes it easy.
Absolutely,
so
not a problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. The other thing is, I'm not real sure whether I understand what creative editing is. Does that mean that when you look at a particular sentence or paragraph structure, you change it a little bit so that it makes more sense, or it's easier to read, or it's better?
Yeah. So basically, the reason why we do the developmental editing is so that, you know, we can increase the content of the book, right? And when the client chooses for a developmental editing, you must have received an editorial report in the beginning, which tells the positive, the strengths and the weaknesses of the manuscript. And based on the weaknesses, we try to improve that and make the draft look very professional. Whereas the second type of editing that we do is the line editing, which is the basic formatting, in which the production team only looks over any formatting issues, any grammatical errors, anything like that is being taken care of in the simple basic line editing. Whereas the developmental editing that you have in your package, in this, they not only do the formatting and the grammatical errors, but other than that, they also work on the content and make sure that the content seems really professional and attracts a lot of readers all over the world. All right?
And you're doing really, really good, Ella. I really love what it is that you're doing for me.
Thank you.
I was thinking about it, and I said I could make life a whole lot easier for her. One, I don't need to edit everything that you do. The only thing that I need to see is when a chapter is completed. Then I can read the chapter.
I understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. But
does that make it easier for you?
Yeah, that's not a problem. And the process. Sorry, just a moment. I'm so sorry. Okay. So, I'm sorry.
How's your COVID coming?
I'm just recovering, and it's just, you know, going along the way. I just had a really bad congestion today when I woke up in the morning. But I'm going to go for nebulizing after work. Don't worry.
Okay. I just wish the best for you.
Thank you. Okay, so as I was saying, that, you know, the drafts that are sent out to you are already in chunks. So I understand that you want to make it a little bit easier, but I'm just a little confused on how you want me to send the drafts out to you, because they're already getting sent out to you in chunks, and they're like.
The problem about the draft, when you send them out, I don't understand that website that well. And about 1 o'clock last night, I finally figured out to go back through all of the messages that we sent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I found it. I found it last night, about 1 o'clock last night.
I think. I think that happened because you were already in contact with Janice as well on the same thread, and I was also contacting you regarding the drafts on the same thread. So it might get difficult, you know, to keep an open eye for all of the messages, right? And I completely understand what you're going through. But don't worry, what I will do from now onwards, if Janice needs to contact you regarding any consultation, I will make sure that she creates a different task so that you do not get confused when I am sending you the drafts. All
right? Right. But I know how to find a draft now. So
okay.
So basically, right now, I won't be reviewing a draft. The draft that I will be reviewing, if what I am hoping that we are saying, the draft that I will be reviewing will be chapter one.
Okay.
As opposed to a particular part of chapter one.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I will be reviewing the whole chapter one when you send it out to me the next time, right?
Okay, yeah.
Does that make it easier or does that make it harder?
That's not a problem at all. I'm sorry, but the production, I'm really not on the same pace as the production, right? Like, they send me the draft, I overview it, and then I send it to you just to make sure that there's nothing wrong. But other than that, the content in the draft, that is more known by the production team, right? I hope I make sense.
Yes, you do make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I am happy with what it is that I am seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I wanted you not to go away.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with what it is that you're doing, Ella.
I really appreciate your kind words, James, honestly. And, you know, just the clients like you guys, it just makes my day and makes my job a lot easier. Don't worry about it. And I am more happy to assist you with anything if you have trouble with anything.
That is what I am trying to do. First
mm-hmm.
off, we were working hard at this because that one statement I made when we first started talking about my readers needed to not have to read it because it's too hard, and when I said that, it confused everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went haywire after that. You don't have to worry about that now. Ella, I need
mm-hmm.
you to guide me through
sure.
this process.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what it is that you would suggest that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do what you do, so I need you to tell me and guide me. And we're going to have a New York Times bestseller book at the end of the process.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm with you with this journey, and I am going to try my best to go extra miles and do what I can do that is in my control so that, you know, your book turns out to be the best. And I'm sure it's going to do that.
And if anything makes you uncomfortable, Ella, you need to let me know. If there's something that you're not understanding about what it is that I am saying or suggesting,
mm-hmm.
you need to just say, I don't understand what it is that you're saying. And I will try my best.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
I will
it's
do
necessary
that.
To
mm-hmm.
it's necessary to talk on the telephone because it's easier as opposed to email.
I agree with you.
So sometimes when there's confusion or whatever, we need to say, call me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm here, Ella. I'm here. I want this to work out for you and me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I, as it stands right now, to summarize what we said today, you are going to look at changing the font size
mm-hmm.
and changing the line spacing
mm-hmm.
to increase the number of pages to get closer to the
200.
Goal. It doesn't. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If it was 198, Ellen, please don't make that a big deal.
Okay, no problem at all. Don't worry about it. And, again, you will be sent the draft on a weekly basis, James, so don't worry about it. I can see in the draft right now somewhat of your Chapter 1 has been edited, whereas the next thing that they're going to do is complete the Chapter 1, then they're going to move on to the Chapter 2. That's how we're going to go step by step, okay?
Right.
And I will be sharing the, yeah, sorry?
But you need that without me having to authorize or review everything that you're doing every day.
I'm so sorry. Could you please repeat the last name that you said?
I said you need to do that without me having to authorize or review what it is that you're doing and approve it every day. You need to just do what you're doing. And
are you sure about that? Because again, we really want the client to be on the same pace as well, and whatever the rule that we really follow with the team is that they send us the draft, we send it to the client, and then once the client approves of it, then we proceed further. Because what happens is if the whole book is completed, and in the end, if there is any major change that the client wants us to work on, then you know that becomes a really big hassle. And for you also, I don't want it to be really a really big burden to, you know, read a lot of pages together in such a short time, because once you are towards the completion of the book, then we are, you know, looking forward to the publishing of the book and maybe the marketing of the book. And there are so many things and so many tools that we can work on when the book is completed. So, like, I want your consent. Are you sure that you want to proceed further without approving? Or do you, I would recommend you to review the files as I'll be sending it to you. And what I can do for your ease is that whenever I will be delivering you a file, I will give you a call so that, you know, you know that there is a file over there that you have to review. So that, you know, through this, we will be on the same pace, and, you know, if there is any major correction that needs to be done, there could be anything, you know, something that you may not like. So we will get that corrected right away for you.
Okay. That's fine, Ella. But as it stands right now, I think we solved a whole bunch of problems today, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm really glad about it.
Yes, I am too. Mm-hmm. Ella, you take care of yourself. Take care of your, make sure that you are safe, okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You too. Take care of yourself, and I will keep you updated if there's anything that I might need or the team might need, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.